Good morning, matey. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well. You're a Yorta woman. What part of Australia is that?
I have been born and raised on Yorta Yorta country in a little border town on the border of Victoria and New South Wales called Atjikumawarra. Yeah, Yorta Yorta country is pretty big. It stretches from sort of down Shepparton way all the way up to Finlay and then borders Albury Wodonga as well. So it's a pretty large area, but I've lived on country my whole life and it's one of my absolute favourite places, and it makes me feel safe. So I love it on Wokka, and it's, yeah, I'm very grateful that I've had that upbringing.
You get a lot of inspiration from your grandfather, Elder Archie Walker.
I spent quite a lot of time with Nan and Pop growing up, and music's always been something that has been in my family for years and years and years. And to be able to spend time with Pop out in his shed when he would play pedal steel guitar and, listen to old country music, that really helped me get to know music. And that I think that's where my love of music came from too, just spending time with my family and having that ability to learn about so many different artists that I look up to now. It's amazing to come from such a supportive family, and particularly, yeah, a family of musicians.
You were a finalist last year for Music Victoria Archie Roach Award for Emerging New Talent. Can you tell us a little about that? And have you met Archie Roach? Sad to see him leaving us.
Yeah, absolutely heartbreaking, and I send all my condolences out to his family and his community and everyone that worked with Uncle. He was such a beautiful soul. Yeah, I was very, very lucky to be a finalist in the Uncle Archie Roach Emerging Artist Awards for the Vic Music Awards 2021. And at the time, I was the only non-recorded artist in that shortlist. So I'm very, very grateful. Words can't even explain how grateful I am. And all the artists that were on that shortlist as well, so amazing. And I've worked closely with those guys as well, and they're doing so well, and I'm so proud of them all. So yeah, to be in that shortlist along with the mob was such a memorable moment for me, and I'm so grateful. I can't say that enough. But yeah, also working with Uncle Archie, I have spent quite a bit of time for the past couple of years working on a project with the Archie Roach Foundation. So myself and some other artists, we came together to write a song in response to Uncle's Took the Children Away. And we first, I guess, premiered that song at Share the Spirit Festival in 2021. And Uncle was sitting side a stage listening to the song, and it was such a beautiful moment that he got to hear that song in person. And I know for me personally, that I hold that very close to my heart, because this song is a reflection of us young mob talking about our families and still the same storylines as Took the Children Away. So I'm so grateful that I got to work pretty closely with Uncle. And I remember at Port Fairy Folk Festival earlier this year in April, we got to share our songs and everything with Uncle again as well. And myself and Maya and Chloe were very, very fortunate enough to be asked to do a table yarn with Uncle live at Port Fairy Folk Festival. That's another moment that I will hold in my heart forever. It was so, so special. And I've worked with Uncle before when I was younger, when I first started out music. So, we had a yarn about my family history and stuff, and he knows some of my family as well that are musicians. So it was lovely to be able to have that conversation, and it was so heartwarming, and it was such a beautiful moment.
The song you've just mentioned, the response to Took the Children Away, what's that song called?
So that song is called Spiritual Heart. It hasn't been officially released yet, but hopefully very, very soon it will be out. and I cannot wait for it to be out so everyone can hear the stories that's in this song. It's so beautiful and it's so powerful.
Your new song, released just a few days ago, Vain, that's inspired in part by Carrie Underwood's song, Drinking Alone. Now, I see Carrie Underwood, she's a country singer, but that song, I see it as a blues song. I think yours is a bit bluesy as well.
Yeah, that's what my mum thinks as well. My mum absolutely loves Vain. It's kind of a bit bluesy, and I really like the difference of it. I don't really have a certain genre, I guess. Oh, I do, if you really have to, like, you know, put it in a box. But I don't really want to be identified as any certain genre artist, you know. I just love music for the sake of music, because I've been brought up with everything from, you know, old country, so like Hank Williams, Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, Tammy Wynette, to heavy metal, so like Metallica. Oh, just so many, the variety of music in my household is pretty insane. So, yeah, you know, I think I just kind of get inspiration from everything that I listen to. Vain is about moving on and just kind of one of those songs where, you know, you kind of say to yourself, enough's enough, I can't do this anymore.
Maddie, thank you for talking.
Oh, thank you for having me.
The fire and water don't match. Said you turn to stone if you don't watch your back. And I'm so alone at this bar again. So don't take me home, I don't need you, my friend. And you think it's easy to come back to me. I'm over the limit and I'm over our business. And you think you're cool when you're down a shooter or two. Take a look at yourself, I'm over. Try to reach me, I ain't taking no calls. My phone is on silent, I won't answer at all. You're losing control, cause I cut all the ropes. The reason I did this, cause you're making me feel worthless. Think it's easy to come back to me. I'm over the limit and I'm over our business. And you think you're cool when you're down a shooter or two. Take a look at yourself, I'm over you. Down a shooter or two. Take a look at yourself, I'm over you.